separating and integrating. Second, I want to re-emphasize the concept of separation and integration, which I believe is a key distinction between the inclusive congregational and preparatory approaches. The preparatory approach takes seriously the need to deal with youths as adolescents. As Chap said, this approach takes seriously the transitionary realities of the adolescent phase of the lifespan. Yes, youths need to be involved in the life of the local body of Christ, but they also need focused ministry that is generationally specific. It is a balancing act between separating and integrating. Quote, the preparatory approach does a better job of balancing evangelism and discipleship. Any shortfall of evangelism and mission in the preparatory approach is due to inadequate leadership, not the approach itself. The preparatory approach calls for an equal effort in both directions. End of quote. Page 73.